You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
Let's face it, we all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
Ovaltine? A crummy commercial?
Mm. Oh.
Fuck. All right, everyone, just calm down. Calm down. Hey!
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcasts. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Sean. Don't forget, visit ChristmasPodcast.com. Keep yourself up to date on almost a daily basis, or you can subscribe to this anywhere you're listening to it and get updated on a weekly basis. Let's get you up to date on the new episodes that dropped this past week.
How many fingers am I holding up, Marv?
Eight. Here are the new episodes that dropped the week of November 26th through December 2nd. Christmas Countdown Show podcast had an episode on December 26th titled Top 5 Things to Do in New York City at Christmas Time with guest Gina Claire Mason. New York City during the holiday season is magical. The Rockefeller tree, the decorations in the window on Fifth Avenue, the Christmas spectacular at Radio City Music Hall, it's also massively merry. In this special bonus episode, Eric and Danny chat with Gina Claire Mason, the star of Hallmark Channel's new Christmas movie, A Holiday Spectacular. The movie is set in New York City in the 1950s and revolves all around Gina's character, who chases and lives out her dream of dancing on stage at Radio City with the Rockettes. Closer Christmas podcast had an episode on November 26th titled Holiday Tradition. Charlie sits down with his youngest son, Max, and talks about one of the holiday episodes from the third season of the animated series Cuphead on Netflix. Season 3, Episode 5, titled Holiday Tradition. Cuphead and Mugman are given the task to get this year's Christmas tree and only spend $5. Are they able to do it? Listen in as Max and Charlie discuss the episode. Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast had an episode November 26 titled Gingerbread Lady. Hear more about the delicious holiday staple of gingerbread, the differences in how it's made, and why Yvonette Creary got her nickname, the Gingerbread Lady. Merry Britsmas Podcast had an episode November 27th titled, Love and Christmas Lights, Actually. Adam discusses the marvelous music of the British festive classic, Love Actually, how Christianity helped people through World War II, and brotherly conflict over decorations in the cult ITV special Christmas Lights. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode November 27th titled Whose Family Do You Spend Christmas Day With? Liam and Ness rip the Band-Aid off and have the discussion on which family do you see on Christmas Day and which family misses out. What do you do when your own kids are given toys or gifts you don't approve of and wouldn't normally let them have? Plus, are you the unappreciated one on Christmas Day, the one who does all the work and gets none of the accolades? Well, Ness and Liam are saluting you. Sounds of Christmas Podcast on episode November 27th titled Cliff Beach and Jingle Bells and a lot more. Ken talks to R&B singer-songwriter Cliff Beach about his new Christmas single, an a cappella version of Jingle Bells. They also talk about last year's Christmas album Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and the possibility of even more new Christmas music in the future. And they talked about the amazing year Cliff has had with his podcast, his tour, his other music releases, his book, and his work on Josh Gates Tonight. Tis the podcast had an episode November 28th titled, I Have Just Survived a Death-Defying Fall, and I'm currently in a remote glacial forest, falling for Christmas. Join Julia, Tom, and Anthony as they discuss the 2022 Netflix original film, Falling for Christmas, which serves as a starring vehicle for Lindsay Lohan and Cord Overstreet. How does it compare to Hallmark's original holiday movies? And is this the long-awaited comeback of Lindsay Lohan that we've been waiting for years? You'll just have to tune in to find out. Christmas Past Podcast had an episode November 28th titled Backstory Christmas Trees. It's a universal symbol of the Christmas season, A tree, typically a fir, are adorned with ornaments and lights. But what does any of that have to do with Christmas? The Christmas tree has a long history, but only fairly recently has it become especially common in homes at Christmas time. Christmas Countdown Show podcast had an episode November 28th titled Top 10 Christmas Songs to Play at a Holiday Party, Part 1. It's Christmas party season, and now is the time to start building your party playlist. Good news, Eric and Danny are here to help. In this episode, they begin to count down each of their top 10 song selections guaranteed to help set the vibe at your party this year. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode November 28th, titled 27 Days Until Christmas. Bran and Scott kick off their official season by starting daily episodes. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode November 28th, titled Santa Claus is Coming to Town with Anthony Caruso. Anthony Caruso from Tis a Podcast joins Jerry to dig into the comic origin of the Rankin-Bass special Santa Claus is Coming to Town. First appearing on VHS in 1989, the 1970 special stars Mickey Rooney as Kris Kringle, who learns the art of toy making from some elves and delivers them to the children of Sombertown. Penguin sidekick? Check. Overbearing mayor? Of course. Corrupted Maya who gets redemption? Very well could be. So grab your sack of toys, laugh like a seal, and dive down the chimney with this episode. TGI Podcast had an episode on November 29th titled Boy Meets World, A Very Topanga Christmas. To kick off the season, Matt is going back to an old standby, covering Boy Meets World and the episode A Very Topanga Christmas from the show's fifth season. In this episode, he discusses his funny history with this episode and why it was his secret vice for a little while. Christmas Morning Podcast had an episode on November 29th titled 26 Days Until Christmas. Christmas Past Podcast had an episode on November 30th titled Backstory Aluminum Christmas Trees. They were a symbol of the space age, and then quickly they were a relic of the past. Aluminum Christmas trees burst into the Christmas scene in the late 1950s and reached peak popularity during the 60s, and then they were gone. But a new generation is discovering the kitschy retro charm of this uniquely American invention. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode November 30th, titled 25 Days Until Christmas. Bran and Scott have their advent calendars ready, so tune in for a great show. Cozy Christmas Podcast, an episode November 30th, titled A Cozy Conversation with the Beach Bum Bookworm. Art had a lot of fun talking to Tiffany, the host of the YouTube channel, The Beach Bum Bookworm. They talk about cozy mysteries that are set at Christmas time, and if you thought he read a lot of them, just wait until you meet her. There are enough recommendations in this episode to fill underneath the tree for the bookworms in your life. Snow and Salttown Podcast had an episode November 30th titled Quantum Leaps. Rusty and Mike review The Bishop's Wife from 1947 and talk about something fun, which is Scrooge's Rock and Roll Christmas from 1984. They also want to note that Smurfy Hollow is real. Sons of Christmas Podcast had an episode on November 30th titled Matt Molnar on Buzzards and Some Christmas Songs. Ken talks to singer-songwriter Matt Molnar about a bunch of his projects, including his children's books, one about buzzards and one about a bear, his other music projects, and his album, Some Christmas Songs. Matt talks about the process he went through to come up with fresh takes on some classic Christmas songs while staying true to the iconic performers who originally recorded them. He also talks about the plans he has for a follow-up Christmas collection, which could be out next year. Christmas Clatter Podcast, an episode of November 30th titled Pray for Heavenly Guidance and Get Cary Grant. What better way to get into the holiday spirit than by watching some classic black and white Christmas movies? There's something special about black and white Christmas movies. They're classics for a reason. Alonzo Duraldi, film critic and author of the book Have Yourself a Movie Little Christmas, tells Todd his list of must-see black and white Christmas movies. There will be movies you're familiar with and some that may become new members of your Christmas movie canon. TGI Podcast had an episode on December 1st titled Christmas Television Specials Countdown. Matt decided to drop a special bonus episode to kick off the December month. He ranks his top five Christmas specials of all time, including a handful of honorable mentions. Sit back and listen to Matt get nostalgic talking about these specials, and he once again mentions the magical VHS tape he had growing up that featured many of these specials. Will his number one be the same as yours, or will he have a true curveball that sits atop the list? Be sure to tune in to find out. Christmas Countdown Show podcast had an episode on December 1st titled Top 10 Christmas Songs to Play at a Holiday Party, Part 2. It's Christmas party season, and now is the time to start building your party playlist. The good news is Danny and Eric continue counting down each of their top 10 song selections, guaranteed to help the vibe at your Christmas party this year. Advent Calendar House podcast had an episode on December 1st titled Preppin' Landing Trilogy. It's the Advent Calendar House's 5th anniversary, so instead of celebrating one Christmas special, Mike, Jeff Sumagy, and Paxton Holly watched 3. Clear the runway as they salute Disney's trilogy of 2009's Preppin' Landing, 2010's Operation Secret Santa, and 2011's Preppin' Landing Naughty vs. Nice. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on December 1st titled 24 Days Until Christmas. Check the show notes for all the fun stuff Brad and Scott have in this episode. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on December 1st titled Primetime TV December 1982. It's December, so it's full-on Christmas mode, but it's a bummer due to illness, work, and injury. Jerry splitting the season between full-length episodes and minisodes. Here's the first minisode all about primetime TV in December of 1982. Classics? Yep. New hits? Of course. Absolute bonkers choices? Wouldn't be the 80s without them. So grab some popcorn and hot chocolate, snuggle under a warm blanket, and dream of the raddest time of the year in the baddest decade ever. 12 Days Podcast had an episode on December 1st titled Falling for Christmas, Ka-Chow. Karen and Dan strike a chord with Cord Overstreet, discuss the excellence of the Cars trilogy, and learn that E! News is still in the interview game. Christmas Past Podcast had an episode on December 2nd titled Backstory, The Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree. Since the early 1930s, Rockefeller Center has been home to an enormous Christmas tree, elaborately decorated and introduced each season with great fanfare and spectacle. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has become America's Christmas tree. Christine Russell, the official archivist of Rockefeller Center, joins Brian to tell the tale of this iconic institution. Christmas Morning Podcast had an episode on December 2nd titled 23 Days Until Christmas. The bad news? It's the last episode of the week. The good news? The weekend is coming up. So Brandon Scott wants you to go do some Christmas.
And why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margo.
That's going to wrap it up for this weekly podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast podcast. I would like to thank all of the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I encourage you to go to ChristmasPodcast.com. There you can review any or all the podcasts we have there. We have the links for those podcasts, so you can download all or any episodes you like for your listening pleasure. And you have links to get a hold of me to let me know what you would like me to listen to or would like me to feature on ChristmasPodcast.com. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcasts. Remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart. If you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.